Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Back with another episode. Woohoo! So today we want to talk about Miss Alexi Treviso. So this story is circulating back again in light of new footage that's been recently released that's changed the public opinion about if she knew or she didn't know that she was pregnant. Right. So some of the backstory. The backstory is on January 27th of this year, Ms. Treviso, she gave birth in a hospital. She was in a hospital in Artesia, New Mexico, in the hospital. And I'm stressing that because that's a real thing. She was in the hospital. She gives birth in the bathroom of said hospital.
In the hospital.
And instead of reaching out to a physician or a nurse, she chose to place her newborn baby into a trash bag.
Plastic.
Which essentially ended this baby's life. Now, this happened in January 27th. It took quite a few months for her to be arrested because she wasn't booked until May.
No, she even went to prom, right?
Oh, she even went to prom went to in prom. April. She got to go to prom. Had fun. Yeah.
Yep.
May 10th, she gets arrested. And now she's out on bond. And she just might make her graduation if they let her go. So.
Well, a recent video that I came across, and it's on social media. So, you know, sometimes some stuff that you see on social media is correct, and then some stuff is not. Okay, so according to some stuff that I did see on social media, and, you know, sometimes things on social media are iffy, but sometimes they're kind of, like, legit.
Yeah.
So they were saying that a couple of her classmates was like, we're not walking if that person walks. How true that is, I don't know. The young man that she was pregnant by, from my understanding, did walk. How far of that is correct, I don't know. From my understanding, he walked.
Okay.
So my thing is, as you were saying earlier, I think that's what the big key, and that's what the... That's what the big thing that kept playing over in my mind is that you're at a hospital. I get the fear. I get being afraid. I was 23 before I had my first one. I was terrified, you know? I don't care how prepared you think you are. You're never prepared, right?
Very true.
So all of that I can understand. What doesn't make sense and where I just cannot come up with a why is you're in the hospital.
You can't, there's
like,
no.
Like there's like, where is the reasoning? Where make that make sense? You're in a hospital. Even if you were scared, even if you are, you don't want anybody to know. You didn't want your parents to find out. You didn't want people to know what was going on. You still could have went to someone. Right? Am I judging her too harshly? I just think to myself,
no.
You're in a hospital where you could have reached out to a number of people, right? And maybe she didn't want her parents to know. I can only imagine that she was terrified. I was terrified at 23. I can only imagine what she was at 19.
But what point does common sense prevail?
My point, again, you're in
the hospital.
The hospital. Like, chick, you're in the hospital.
Yeah, there's no excuse. And I understand the fear. I mean, like we both talked about earlier before we even start recording is maybe most women, when you are about to give birth to your first child, whether you are preparing for this for months or not preparing for this for months.
In denial about it for some months.
In denial, right? You're never fully prepared. There is a fear. I don't care what age. Right. Like, I gave birth at 34, 35 or something like that. And, of course, I was afraid.
So, even if you've had kids before, still...
Well, especially in this day and age, when you consider the maternal... What is that?
Mortality rate.
So,
yeah.
It's a valid fear, it but is. You were...
Absolutely.
Right there where you had...
In a hospital.
At least adequate care, or the bare minimum of care, if there was any concerns.
You could have took that baby...
Oh, yeah.
To...
There's no... I can't understand.
It makes absolutely no sense. And then I don't know if you were able because you know I know you always do your fact check. You always do your research.
I try to do a little bit more research because you know I don't get news from the TikTokers.
Don't judge because I got valid information.
I'm shady.
You just hold up, back up off me, because
no, I don't.
I got good information from there. Okay,
fame.
Let's talk about about Miss Hood. Hold up, wait a minute now.
No.
Okay. So I did get information. But what I'm saying is that you're there. You're in the hospital. And did you see that clip where she was telling her mom that the baby did cry? Did you hear?
I thought it initially said that it didn't. Like, she didn't hear anything.
She initially said that the baby was not crying, that it was born and it wasn't making any noise, right? She said that initially. Yeah. But then there was another clip that they showed briefly where she was kind of crying and she was kind of whispering to her mother.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one.
And her mother, it sounded like her mother, and I could be wrong because I couldn't really hear, because you can't really hear good. But it did really sound like she was saying, hey, you know, they could be recording us or he could be recording us, because there was a cop standing there.
Dude, that's like conspiracy on the mom's
And
part,
then no? she was like, I need to tell them that he was crying. I swear that's what it sounded like. I swear that's what it sounded like she said. And that was a brief clip. You know, don't judge me. It's my TikTokers that I follow. Thanks. But nonetheless,
dude.
That was
a good one. Okay. I barely know what to pay attention to the motherfucking news, because guess what? Shit is depressing. Not depressing.
And sometimes it's not even facts.
Okay.
But we ain't gonna go there again.
So I don't even pay attention. Like, I try. Full disclosure, I stopped watching the news. I don't even watch it anymore. Like, if I have to actively look. I have to actively look.
Okay.
Like, if I may read locally, but I think it's become too polarizing. You don't know if what you're hearing is correct. I think it's a somewhat...
What has it spin for an agenda?
Right?
Right, absolutely. Please don't edit that out.
I am bowing my head in shame.
No, you're not.
I'm not trying to pick no beef with them, but that's just my personal opinion. That's how I feel. But I try not to.
Right.
So, like, when just news in general, like, I don't, unless it's very local, I don't pay attention to it because it's very, I think it's kind of sad because one, if they become very, very polarized, they're mm-hmm. reporting mm-hmm. based off of agendas.
Absolutely.
And it seems to me that they're not really keeping up with times because case in point, mm-hmm. you can get faster news on social media than you can on the news.
True.
What's supposed to be the news.
Right.
Right. So maybe I'm a traditionalist that way. I don't know. But I think it's kind of like y'all slipping. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. And then.
So yeah, I be behind time sometimes because I'm like, well, I don't know what this is. Well, let me go find this out. And then it's like, well, I have to dig for it. It's like digging for a damn gold. But kind of off topic, but on topic. But this girl here, mm-hmm. what I find, you can't tell me.
Nobody knew.
Right.
Look at her.
You can't tell me.
Like in a lot of those clips that we see of her in the cheerleading.
That cheerleading shit right
I'm
there.
I'm like, what the hell? They don't see this.
Because and that's why this is like we're talking about this right now because there's a few clips how like during a cheerleading I guess she's I don't know what you call these days what do you call it I guess mm-hmm. I don't know were you cheerleading at a game that's what you do sorry I grew up in the city there was not a thing this cheerleading was not a thing
I did cheerleading for a little while but that's beside the point back on topic.
but you know there's these videos that are coming out where she's clearly have a big belly.
Right.
So how did she not know? How did her mother not know? How did her boyfriend not know? How did her boyfriend's mama not know? How did the school not know? How did all these people drop the ball?
So from my understanding, once again, we've all established where I get my news, so don't come for me. Okay. So there was people that asked her, from my understanding, her cheerleading coach mm-hmm. even asked her, and she was persistent, I'm not pregnant, I'm on birth control, and the birth control is making me gain weight. And I'm like, this is very possible. I mean, we have all established birth control. I even knew a young lady that was taking birth control, and it literally made her teeth so brittle.
Really?
To where she really had to have dental work. Probably which is common. Girl. Which is common. It even happens in pregnancy. I know somebody that had pregnancy and their teeth was like so messed up after pregnancy.
The baby takes all the calcium right, and everything. Stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
So, so my thing is, how
okay
if you're gaining weight from birth control,
it's usually more well balanced.
It's not just a pot belly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's everywhere, like, your butt.
You gain weight
everywhere,
except everywhere. For people like me.
Well, the select few. I know I did.
Like right, like dang. This works for everybody else, but it's not doing it for me. But anyway, and actually, it didn't even. Well, that's a whole nother topic. Never mind.
Okay. So the coach says, "Oh, are you sure?" The coach is smart enough to know that. Okay, there's something not right here. Okay.
No. Everybody just kind of was like. Well, she says she's not pregnant.
Come on.
But I'm looking at her in...
Like, I know I'm looking at you like, come on, but I don't mean you. I mean, like...
Right, I get it. Like, I'm looking at some of the videos that people have posted. How do you not see that she's pregnant?
Okay. And then the mom. What about the mother? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's the birth control. But you're not having sex. That's what you tell the doctors. Okay, so what do you need to work? Okay, let me not say that. Because maybe you need to balance out your hormones. Okay,
true.
Yada, yada, yada.
True.
But for the mother.
True.
So here you go. You have the suspicion.
Right.
So you're still her mother.
She's I'm
still
be honest. In your household. Usually, as a mother, you're the first to know.
How did she know?
You're usually the first. I'm not even trying to be funny, but it's just something. It's something. I can't really articulate what it is, but
mother's intuition. Like, girl, I know what this looks like.
Oh, wait. I've been here before. This looks familiar.
Well, sure. I mean, you can't tell me, like, the whole family was just in denial.
You can't even. Look, and then, wait.
Just in denial?
No, but hold up. Here, wait. So boyfriend, you're not going to tell me that y'all was intimate to create this baby.
I mean, they were together 3 years.
So you mean to tell me after she became pregnant, y'all stopped having sex? So you didn't know either. So when she take all her clothes off.
Right.
You don't see this. Deformity is sitting right here.
Like, man, you look like you got a tumor. Maybe she get that shit. Maybe she...
You're not pregnant, but that shit look dangerous if you're not pregnant.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying for her.
Hey.
Y'all live in the same house, right?
Hey.
You guys live in the same house? Something don't look right. So as her parent, why didn't you take her behind to the doctor and be like, I think something's wrong here. This birth control
is... And then, did you see her mother's reaction when she was like 9 months?
It looked fake to me.
Ma'am.
It looked, maybe it's my gut, but that looked like a very fake reaction to me. I'm not saying that she wasn't shocked or she wasn't surprised. In my humble opinion, there's no way you didn't know, because you are a mother. You've done this. You've been down this motherfucking rodeo. So that whole fake, I'm not saying she wasn't surprised about the outcome. But you can't tell me that she didn't know. I don't give a shit. She knew.
So, it would not surprise me, and I could be wrong. Did you see the video clip where the mother went to the bathroom to check on her?
Mm-hmm. And then she... Okay.
And then came back right back?
Yeah.
In my mind, if my daughter... If we're in a hospital...
Mm-hmm.
And my child steps out to use the restroom, I'm not really going to... Are you going to? Because, and not at that age. If they're younger, like I say, really young,
mm-hmm.
or like, let's say, preteen
mm-hmm.
type of age, I would. I absolutely would. But she's 19 years old and she's going to the restroom. How does she need you exactly? Like, what? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking as a parent. I look at my daughter, whom you know she's graduated from college at this point. But I'm just saying, if I was to take her to the hospital now and she says, I'm going to use the restroom, I'm not thinking, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, maybe it's a different dynamic, because I do remember her mom saying something about she had been born premature and she had some issues going on with her hips and her back and some other stuff.
Mm.
But in my mind... Who really do you do that? Would you? I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at it like, in my mind.
I mean, I'm kind of overprotective. It's just because, you know, my experience with the miscarriages that I have, like, I'm a little bit overprotective. But...
Right. But remember now, she don't know she's pregnant.
No, I mean for the mom, like being like.
No. The mother says she ain't know.
How would she? That's a lie.
So if you didn't know, what would give you, what would make you feel the need? If I leave right now and go to the bathroom, you coming to check on me?
I would.
You would?
I would. First of all, I would. Here's why I would.
Okay. So maybe I'm just,
Because you're sitting in an emergency room feeling like you're in so much pain that you're having some issues. So, like, wouldn't you need help? I kind of would. Because I'm like, well, damn, this seems kind of dire. Let me make sure you don't slip and fall and hit your head on the motherfucking tile while you're going to use the bathroom. So I actually would.
Okay.
I feel like I would. And that wouldn't be me being overprotective. Like, yeah, I guess maybe being overprotective. But I feel like if you're in that much pain, you could potentially be sitting on the toilet and keel over and then hit your head.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
But then why was there a bathroom in?
No, at first I kind of thought that too, but then I think about the last time I went to the emergency room for my asthma, right? And it is a separate bathroom.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, one time the bathrooms was like kind of like right
in the
right there,
area.
Right?
Yeah.
And it is. But it is. It is. It is. Like, so I mean, do you still have to exit the actual room, what is it, the intake room or whatever it is, the actual room that you're in?
Yeah.
You do have to leave there and then go to the restroom, but it's usually not really that far from where the rooms are. It's accessible for whoever's there on that side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it made sense when I saw it. I was like, okay, yeah, I could see the restroom being, you know, a little bit away from the room. It's common.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but my, I don't know. I just think to myself, how can you not know? How nobody knew? Boyfriend don't know? So y'all ain't having sex. Yeah. Y'all not having sex? Cause I know when she come out them clothes, bruh. Listen, as a mother, a few times over. Actually, more than a few times, but we ain't going there, okay? I did it. Look.
Pretty funny. There's no way.
No way in hell.
But I think these videos, I can't, like, that kind of sealed the deal. Like, you can't tell me because that happened. So the video with her cheerleading and that look.
Dancing around with this big.
6th. That was on January 6th. And then on January 27th.
I'm so sorry.
How did you know?
It's not funny.
It's not funny,
but it's just the thought.
The idiocy of it.
Of how y'all gonna say, y'all know.
And even, okay, so let's say like, okay, so let's say people are coming to her. Are you pregnant? She's like, no, it's the birth control. Well, goodness, this is like a really interesting thing because it seems like only it's in this area. Okay, fine. But for the coach in particular who did come to her and say, are you? And she said, no. If you know that something is wrong. Like,
wouldn't you have reached out to the parents?
Thank you. Because that's where I was going with it. It was twofold. I was like, one, why didn't you reach out? Because they don't have a guidance counselor in the school or dean or somebody you can talk to within the school that can help talk to her about this. Because clearly, she's not getting the right guidance at home. And then, yes, why didn't you talk to her mother about it?
Right.
I'm not saying that. I don't know. Everyone's parenting style is different. You're entitled to it.
Right.
But you did this girl a bit of injustice by ignoring it.
Right.
Absolutely. And letting her ignore it.
Men were saying there was so many. They were saying there was like so many rumors like going around the school about it. And I'm like, you've been young before. Right? Mm-hmm. And there are certain things that you will keep from people. Mm-hmm. Right? You'll keep it from people, right? But there's always a certain friend or maybe even a certain friend or two that no matter what you hide from everybody else,
you talk to them.
You're going to talk to them. There's, you know, like that's even with me. Like there's certain stuff I'll keep to myself. Everybody else says, I got to tell you this because this is how I feel about this or this is what's going on right here. So you could have hit it from whoever. So you're telling me nobody knew. If she was going around here, now I'm just being so real. Listen, I was pregnant with my first child, right? You know for a fact. My first pregnancy, I had no stomach.
Oh, yeah.
I had no stomach. I had some really big boobs, right?
Yeah.
They were like, you know, really huge. But I had no stomach. Yeah.
And I all the way. Honestly, I didn't start showing until I was almost like 8 months.
Okay, so
and
here
I'm
you go.
I'm a big girl.
Okay,
I'm a
so,
big girl. So for me.
So here we
like,
go. Mm. So we're 8 months.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so initially, when I was pregnant with my oldest son, I was not showing. I didn't really have a stomach. None of that. Okay. Until, like you said,
yeah.
right when I was ready to do, right when he was ready to pop, that's when I was like, oh, wow. Like, you yeah. can really see it now. You couldn't see it.
Oh,
all you saw was, like, you know, the breasts, which I was like, hey, this is actually okay. But this is a whole other topic. Nonetheless. But I could see if there was a case where she was not showing. I could see,
clearly.
I could see if it was a case like that, like, you know, she had a pretty flat stomach, you really couldn't
yeah.
see, because I've had a pregnancy like that where I,
mm-hmm.
you know, you couldn't tell I was pregnant
yeah.
at all. And so if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. Okay. But that's clearly, that was not the case here. And I think that's what really did it for me.
It's shocking.
And after, even after finding out that you're in the hospital.
I know. Like, you're right there.
Hey, you're right there.
Yeah.
You don't have to call nobody. You don't have to go nowhere. You're right there. Right? But the icing, what really did it for me was, look at her. Look, she was, like, you could see.
Yeah.
She was pregnant. Who could not see that?
I wonder if, like, I understand being embarrassed, maybe because that's not ideal. Okay, maybe it wasn't how you
not to cost that baby their life. Not to be so selfish.
I get it. But I understand that aspect of it. However, there is such a thing as, okay, let me put my ego aside and say, this is the right thing and this is the wrong thing and this is the right thing. Girl, this is the wrong thing to do. So how come she didn't have that wherewithal to be like, this is wrong. I know what I'm doing is wrong.
Selfish.
I know sometimes kids are, they are who they are to a degree, right? That's just their personality. That's how they're going to do. But this is bigger than, like, this is a really big thing to be, like, the best that I can come up with is to put this child in. And on the coroner's report, I think it said that there was air in the lungs.
It means a baby breath.
Which means that that child was alive. Which means it probably was crying. So that means you were lying.
Mm. But remember, I told you there was a clip where it really clearly sounded like she said the baby was crying. He was crying.
Why would you lie about something like this? Like,
yeah, because she doesn't want to take responsibility. Why do you think? Why do people lie?
Okay, but you have
they don't
want to
take accountability.
You've got options.
They want to give a false narrative so they won't look like who they are.
But what does she know about that at that juncture in her life?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean give a false narrative? She don't know about narrative. She's 18, 19 years old.
A false narrative. She know how to lie.
Okay, that's
she knows how to lie. But that's exactly what I mean. She knows how to lie.
Sure.
She lied for how many months?
But for the people who are believing her, like the people that
right.
you're living with.
Because I'm looking at her and I'm like, there's no damn way in hell.
Like, I see you daily. I'm looking at your face
and the people
daily.
Living with
I'm
her.
I'm looking at your belly daily. And then if that's the case, if you knew, as a parent, if you see something with a child, you're not going to take him to the doctor? No, something seems off here. Let me just take you to the doctor anyway.
Right.
As a parent.
Right.
If you saw something off of one of your kids, you wouldn't be like...
I'm going to tell you what I thought was strange.
Because I'd be up in there like,
hey,
help me out here, doc, because there's something wrong.
I'm going to tell you what I thought was strange. And you can just tell me if it's me, if I overthink. Because I kind of overthought the whole visit, the mom going to the bathroom kind of visit.
Yeah.
So I tend to do overthink, but just hear me out on this part. Just tell me, right? So your son is dating somebody.
You mean from the son's mother?
I'm talking about the guy, the guy and
the baby daddy's mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your son, okay. Girlfriend, right, whom has a condition. Mm-hmm. We all know that she has a problem with her hips and her back, mm-hmm. right? So your son's girlfriend goes to the hospital because she's sick. You and your son show up. Mm-hmm. Well, come on now. Because let me tell you, I've taken my son to the emergency room for stuff. He was sick. He was injured. He was in pain. But the girlfriend and the mama ain't rolling up.
That's real supportive.
I mean, that's super. Yo, that's a hey, yo. They married.
So maybe why is it so, that they just knew, but they're like she just made.
So
that
my
choice.
Thing is, my thing is this right here. Does that even seem right?
That's the line.
Does that seem right to you? So wait a minute. Under any normal circumstances, who does that? If I was to take my child to the hospital, I was to take her to the hospital now. Her man coming?
I mean, I don't know. I know.
Wait a minute. I can't really use my daughter because my daughter, you know, she's engaged. They're actually like, you know what I'm trying to say? So mm-hmm. maybe it's a little different. He would probably take her before maybe I would.
Okay.
Because you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So that's a little different. But they don't live together. Mm-hmm. They're not under the same roof. The mother's taking her to the doctor. Now, why are you here? You're here. Why?
Well, that's the whole point.
If she's having,
they all knew. They all had a suspicion.
They had to have known.
They
had to have known.
But that, I think, is the bigger. That's the bigger thing. Hold on a second, because that's the bigger thing. They all knew. This whole circle of people. Here's this girl. All these people around you. Are letting you go with that lie. So aren't they just as complacent? And aren't they just as responsible? Because all of you here, all of y'all, this one person in the middle, she did it ultimately, but aren't they just as responsible? Don't they have a part to play in this?
Absolutely. I feel like anybody, and forgive me for saying it the way I say it, but like how they say, what's that law? The hands of one is the hands of all. Like all y'all knew. Wait a minute. How come? Now, mind you, baby daddy did not put the baby in a trash bag.
She did it, but
she did
you
it.
Guys are complacent.
She did it, but
holding her you, accountable to the lie
but
that she told.
You knew.
That's what
you
I'm
knew.
Saying. Yeah,
you knew she was pregnant, and like maybe someone should have opened their mouth.
Cause it's here's the thing: if she's walking around here saying that she's not
right,
so is she crazy?
Huh? So,
hold on.
Could she be in denial to that point?
Okay, so all of you guys are looking at her like she's pregnant. I'm being facetious.
Okay.
I'm being facetious too.
Okay. Some people really do disconnect. Now, I'm not even trying to be funny. Now, listen, let's be real. Some people really be in soul denial. They really refuse to accept that it is what it is. And maybe there is some mental,
it's like there's something off.
It has to be something wrong there. And then the other thing is, all y'all people looking at her.
You know,
all y'all looking at it. Look.
So I guess here's my question. Oh, not my question. Like this is something that I'm saying has like, why wouldn't they? Oh, they brought her up on charges because ultimately she did the final act, right? Mm-hmm. But these people are all complacent. Her mother helped her. Like, I think that there's this bigger thing going on outside of that. This is huge for her alone, right? Because she took the baby's life. But you were in that much denial, and then everyone around you let you do it? the adults in your life didn't hold you and pull you together and be like, look,
hey,
tell me you want to sit one of your kids down, like, listen, you can be in denial about this all you want, but this shit is gonna
happen. This happening.
So, how about
we what goes in this shit must come on. Out, boo. It's coming.
Tell me you wouldn't. Tell me you wouldn't be like, and you know me. Like, I will, when it comes down to something big,
right?
Even if it's a hard conversation,
we're gonna have it.
We're gonna have the conversation.
Right. Right.
We're gonna have this conversation. So you know you would do the same thing. So right. for the parents or the adults in her life, y'all like, okay.
Look, my kids are grown. Look, my freaking kids are grown. Like, it was something that happened not that long ago, and I remember, like, hey, you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, because I'm like this, and that's one thing that I will say, that I'm happy that I do have that level, at least with my daughter. I think my sons, because, you know, the guy thing, maybe, yeah, I don't know, they're not yeah. as liberal, yeah, but it's
your mom,
you know, like, yeah, dang, I'm gonna talk about my damn mama. But I'll tell them in a minute, like, yo, just make sure you strapping that up.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say,
oh my gosh,
I can't say not to, I can't say that I condone it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, it's your body, you have choices, but can you not make your choices to where it affects anybody other than,
yeah,
you and that person in that moment? You know what I'm saying? So let's not make this a long-term decision. So I have that discussion with them, like, cover that up.
Who had that conversation
with her? I don't know, but that's a. I know with mine. Look, hey, you need some. My boys will tell you. Listen, I'm not saying that it's okay to have sex, but I am saying, hey, you need some rubbers. No, I'm dead serious.
You need
some rubbers. You need, you know, like, what you need. My oldest daughter, she will tell you, hey, listen, if I can't discuss it openly and I can't discuss it with my mother, then I shouldn't be doing it. That means I'm not mature enough to be doing
it. You're hiding it.
So, and because, you know,
yeah,
you know, most people are kind of, and she's like, nah, I tell, look, if anybody gonna know, my mother's gonna know. You, as a mother that has had a kid,
yeah,
you gonna tell me you don't see that?
So, I mean, so you got a family full of denial. Like, they're just in.
So, all y'all.
Everybody.
Don't want to say Alexi
call a spade
is spade. Goddamn pregnant. All y'all in denial. The boyfriend, the mama, everybody. You telling me.
But that's where it seems like it's a whole full. Everyone boom, is lying.
Boom, boom,
that's
boom.
Where it seems like everybody boom. Is lying.
That's what that is.
Even if, okay, so the people at school, they may be like, she lying. But the people in your circle, that's where it feels like to me, like they're all lying. Like, not for nothing, but that video with the mother, it seemed so insincere. And even when
what?
She starts crying, even the girl, when she's talking about it, even she seems insincere. Like, you knew this was wrong, but you did it anyway.
But wait.
She seems insincere. Because when you are going through something like that, it's traumatic. Oh, I was confused. Like, there wasn't coming out her motherfucking eyeball. There wasn't a tear coming out her eyeball. It was just a face. So because you pose in a crying face doesn't mean that you're crying. If you're really devastated,
right?
Wouldn't you really be crying?
Like, yeah, really bawling.
There wasn't a tear falling out of fucking eyeball. Yeah. She would have been hysterical.
Yeah.
She was not.
No.
She was full of shit.
No, wait.
So was her mother.
And went to the prom.
Oh.
Wait.
Well,
let me sip on that.
4 months later. It was April.
Wait. What?
She was full of shit.
Wait.
You
went to the...
And I know this sounds judgmental, but they were both full of shit. She was full of shit. Her mother was full of shit. Everybody involved was full of shit. They all fucking knew. They just didn't anticipate. that she was going to do that part. So you enabled her. They enabled this bad behavior for months and probably her whole fucking life. And that's why you have this
here. But did you see the clip where they came to arrest her and the mom was like, arresting her for what? What the hell you mean for what?
Okay.
Like, you know what? As a matter of fact,
you can come.
You can come. As a matter of fact, you come first.
You can come too. Let's go.
For what? For what? What you mean for what, dummy? You already know for what.
Why would you be surprised by this?
Wait, you shocked? I'm shocked it took that long. She done went to prom and everything.
Why would you be surprised by this? Like, didn't tell me you didn't think this was coming?
Wait, you what? Yo,
Idiot. What was her mother's name?
Arresting her idiot. For what? What are you arresting her for?
Fucking idiot. Excuse me.
Explain to me. Idiot. It's like, what? Hell, you should have done as soon as they roll up in the damn driveway when the hell they was coming for.
Problem. For what? Because your dumb ass won't hold your kid accountable.
You arrested. They arrested her because you the damn mama. That's why they arrested.
I must sound like an asshole and I must sound very, very harsh, but I don't, like, I understand. As parents, we do what we can and to the best that we can, but your kid is just going to be their kid. And sometimes.
Wait a minute. Not all parents. Back that up. Not all parents.
You as a parent, most parents.
Right.
Will do whatever they can. Well, even bad parents, they're giving you the best that they can with what they can. Huh, even the shitty ones.
Right.
The shitty ones for us.
That's so all they know. That's all they have.
That's all they can give you.
Not giving them an out, but yeah.
But
right.
Some of it is you're just right. That child. Like right. Sometimes your kids are assholes, and that's a real thing. Okay. But sometimes that's just
on
them.
So many levels.
Or maybe sometimes they are just trying to learn through life.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But as parents, we try to give the best that you can. And right. Even if it's hard. Even if it's hard. Because it's not about you. It's about them and setting them up for what success that they can. Even if it's a tough fucking lesson.
Right.
So you let her, she let her down this path. Her mother led her down this path just by not having down, sitting her fucking ass down and saying, look, this is going to happen. Let's talk about what you're going to do because you have options. Adoption is an option.
Right.
There's plenty of people out there who give this baby a nice, good home.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
She didn't sit her down and have that conversation.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
What's wrong with this woman?
Right.
You what like I what is wrong with you that you wouldn't be like, okay.
Well, not just the way.
Do you know when your kids are lying?
Yeah, usually I can tell.
You can tell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she ain't that good of a liar. Just saying, because your belly was saying otherwise. Your mouth was saying this, but your belly said something else.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like not just the mother, but everybody that was surrounding her that was supposed to be her village.
Mm-hmm. Her boyfriend's mother.
So you have this village around you that ain't even in the reality. Like, maybe they feel like if they deny all knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
So they can't be responsible.
That they're not responsible somehow. But even if you're not, let's just say, just hold on. Let's say even if you're not legally responsible, which I feel like it should be something there. But let's say you're not legally responsible. So you sleep.
Yeah.
How
are you sleeping?
How are you sleeping? How is working for you now? Cause what? Wait.
It doesn't make sense. That's what you can't even.
So that's why I can't come up with it. Cause I'm like, damn. Together. You know, usually I can come up with. You know, like I can articulate my words usually okay, but I'm like, what? I can't understand how you rest. just because
arrest easy,
right? Like, so this baby, I feel like all of this could have been so damn prevented.
Oh, for sure.
It could have been prevented from a discussion. It could have been prevented from this baby might have been able
to have a good life. Maybe not with you.
Right.
With somebody else. Like, there's the adoption. They have the baby boxes now. Had she not, like, correct. You know what I mean?
Right.
Private adoption. Right. Like, she has.
You know how many babies have been, have found homes from the baby boxes?
From the baby boxes. Yeah. From the baby boxes.
But look. You know what's crazy? In the damn hospital. You're in the hospital.
I know. It's like, what are you thinking?
You're in the hospital.
It's like
that's what I keep
such a level of stupidity when it comes to this whole thing.
You're here? Wait, you're in a hospital. Also, where did you abandon the baby? In the damn hospital?
Where
you got help here,
everywhere.
Help there, help over there. That lady was trying to get in to clean that damn bathroom so bad you could have probably gave the baby to her.
And she, the janitor. I mean,
like all these people.
Forgive my sarcasm. I'm just saying. I don't understand it.
I can't. And then they want to cover up who she is as a person. And I'm not even trying to be funny. Please listen. Maybe I am being judgmental right here when I say what I'm about to say. But for you, have a baby. Possibly, allegedly kill this child, right?
Yeah.
Right, allegedly. And then dress up all pretty and head to the prom.
I would be embarrassed. I wouldn't show my motherfucking
My mind
face.
Wouldn't even be right.
I would, like, you can fucking homeschool me. I would not come back to this school.
Nah.
Is what everyone's going to know. But that is...
not.
She has no sense of shame. Maybe, ooh, this sounds really harsh, but you have no sense of shame. Oh, I'm going to prom. I'm gonna live my life. Like, everything's fucking hunky-dory.
And why are you arresting her? You're here to arrest her for what? God dang.
I said hunky, y'all, hunky. Let me be clear.
Right. Don't confuse anybody because, A, we don't want no problems.
Is that a weird term? Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
We don't want no smoke.
Right. Like, yeah, just living your life. Let me go to prom.
Right. I'm living my best life. I'm going on with my life like that didn't just happen.
But doesn't it show you exactly how she's been living her life in denial?
Well. So you think, hey.
And then her mom still, what are you arresting her for?
Do you feel like there was a mental disconnect? Because I feel like
it could have been.
Ain't it had to be? Didn't it have to kind of be something missing there? Something had to be not connecting there to be able to even get to that point. And not just get to that point, but be okay with it. You at prom.
But then on her end and her mother's end, everyone's end, everyone has a mental fucking disconnect. Like, that's why I keep saying, like, I keep coming
definitely
back
moral,
to that.
Definitely a moral one.
Moral one for sure. That's what it keeps coming back to. Cause I'm like, she said it was, they all held the lie. It's like that episode. Oh, freaking, I wouldn't even go to that. But they all held the lie. And because they all held the lie, that's why this happened. They all held it, despite their... It's like when you trust your gut, you're like, that's bullshit. Like, I can always tell when somebody's lying to me.
Right.
I can always fucking tell. Okay. And I may not call somebody on it, but I can always tell when somebody's lying. And I'm like, that's bullshit. Okay. So none of y'all, her own mother?
Right.
On your own kid? The one you fucking gave birth to?
And you can't see this?
So and then held the lie.
And then wait, though. But this is crazy, though. Because you know what I think to myself? If she's telling everybody, oh, it's the birth control. So your mother?
Okay.
your mother knows nothing about
birth control.
This birth control? What birth control that is? Because I need to be off the market.
Right. I mean,
because if you looking like this,
I have taken birth control. You make me gain weight, but it was not just in one area. It was all over.
Okay.
It was all over. So yes, I get that, but it's like, okay, so maybe this isn't the right one for you. Maybe you need to go back to the doctor. And if her mother is saying that she had a suspicion that something was wrong and she might have been lying to something, take her back to the doctor. Like, maybe this isn't the right one for you. Maybe you need something else.
Well, and wait, let's take it back just a little bit. And this is what I will say that I know for a fact. I'm not going by hearsay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so because of her age, mm-hmm. right? Because from my understanding, she was 19. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just hear me out. Okay. And this is, you know, and I don't do this often. Well, sometimes I do, but I'm gonna defend the mother just a little bit here, okay. And let me explain to you why.
Okay.
So I knew somebody who suspected her son mm-hmm. of being on drugs.
Okay.
And there were some things that happened along the way to give her that suspicion, right?
Okay.
He was 17.
Okay.
She's like, I think he's on drugs.
Okay.
And I don't know how to help him. And I can't help him unless I know
okay.
for sure that he's on drugs,
okay.
that he's using. So she takes him to a clinic he's 17. He's still in school.
Okay.
She pays for his health insurance, right?
Okay.
She's going to pay for the drug tests. She's like, test him for whatever, right? Test him for everything, right?
Okay.
The doctor says, well, we can give him a drug test. You pay for it, but he has to sign a waiver or he has to agree to give you those results. So, even if, mm-hmm. let's just say, even if, mm-hmm. even if mom didn't know, because maybe, because of Lord, according to how things are, they don't have to disclose that information to you.
They don't, not in this state. They don't.
And even if you ask, well, you know, hey, is she pregnant? They, by law, are not going to tell you, right?
Right.
So let's just throw that out there because that's a legitimate thing. It's not no made up thing. Like if I go and I even though my child is still under my insurance, if I go and I ask about their stuff, legally,
they don't legally have to tell you. But
they don't
force the conversation between her and her doctor.
Between who?
That would force a conversation between that person and the doctor. Even if they don't have to speak to you about it, the parent, because mm-hmm. they don't.
But as a parent, how do you know that they're going to have that conversation?
Any reasonable doctor would have the fucking conversation.
Right, but
like by law, they have to.
Okay, but how does that parent, how do I know that child can tell me anything? I can't get no information.
Yeah, but we talk about a whole baby right? pregnancy versus...
No, but even pregnancy...
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because according to the law, it's the same thing.
I mean, in terms of
they're not going to give you this information.
Sure, but if
they're
you
not.
Know your kid is lying to you, you know your kid is lying to you.
Yeah, she definitely
this
knew.
This is a whole baby. So then you just let her go with status quo. She's going to continue lying about it. I guess I'm going to just continue not saying anything about it. Oh, well, I guess...
Hell no, you're not going to be in my house and we're not going to say anything about it.
That's what I'm saying. So you choose not to hold her accountable. She knows no accountability. There's no way she's gotten through life and gotten to this point.
Right.
Even now thinking that she's not going to be held responsible, her mother is saying, well, what
are you arresting her? What the hell? This is why we're here, because of you, honey.
I mean, what are you, stupid?
As hell. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's true. Like, what are you, dumb?
Like,
Like, that's, I don't know. You know, I'm a big believer of holding of accountability. And I said this to you before. Like, I'm holding myself accountable.
It's sad.
That means that I do for everybody else.
It's sad. It's sad because this baby
was
could have had a better outcome. She could have had a better outcome. And it's sad. There's plenty of people out here that would love to have children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they can't.
And they cannot. And so you take this precious kid, baby, innocent, can't defend itself, put him in a trash can.
He didn't ask to be here, but you brought it here. So, and here you are, in the hospital, no less.
In the hospital. That's the part that I...
It's like shocking. It's like, you're here?
You're in?
You're right here.
Right.
There's no excuse.
And it's not, like, I know, you know, that's my thing. Like, I have to laugh even when stuff is not funny, because that's how I keep it together.
It's that or cry. It's either that or cry, right?
I'm like, anywhere else. Since I think anywhere else, I probably would have still called her a dumbass. Now, listen.
She is a dumbass.
Listen, God forgive me. I'm so sorry, God. Mm. Any...
Since when does God say that you can't say what's true?
I don't know. Does it? Actually, he says the truth. That's the way to go. Says truth and love and truth. And this is out of love and truth. Listen, like, anywhere else. And I never say that it's ever justified, because it's never justified. But anywhere else. You're in the hospital.
It's hard to...
I cannot... For the life of me, I cannot wrap my mind around just that piece in itself. Like, you're right here.
Maybe she's in... Ooh.
You're here. You're here in the hospital. So you don't have to, like you said earlier, you don't have to go find no baby box. You don't have to go find no fire station, no police station. Because all they're going to do is take the baby to the hospital anyway. Mm-hmm. You're right here. And every minute, you made a conscious decision.
That was a poor choice.
And I mean, we have all made poor choices. We have all made poor choices.
But you were right.
You're right here.
Like, if this wasn't in her plan, like, okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
But you had choices well before it got to this point. And there are plenty of people out there who'd be willing to take care of that child, even if you didn't want to. And that's okay. Not every mother, not every person should be a parent.
Right. Absolutely. And maybe not at that time. You know?
Not at that time.
Probably not at that time. Right.
And I get feeling like my life is going to change, and it will.
Absolutely.
It don't matter how old you are. Right. 20-something, 30-something, 50-something.
Your life is changing.
It'd be easier if you have, like, right. If you got help, you 50-something, right? Baby, you've got some money, you can get higher help and stuff like that. Right. But it's life changing no matter what.
So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I would like to think that her mother, and I feel like I'd like for some other people to be held accountable in this. I don't think that's going to happen, though. That's what I'd like to see happen. Because I think they were complacent. And it's like you were bystanders. Watching it fucking implode. And I'd like to see that happen. But okay, fine. I don't think it will. I think they're going to find her guilty. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do get a mental health evaluation. Because there's so many pieces that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. It defies common sense. Mm-hmm.
So, This is what I am going to say.
Even if, you know what though, even if it's a mental health thing and she's guilty, she still did it.
So should mental health not be taken into account?
Sure. You can go to a psychiatric hospital and get yourself, I mean, you did it. You still did it.
Right.
And this is not a case of self-defense.
It's absolutely not.
That baby was defenseless.
And it's not like, I'm not even trying to be funny, like, it's not like it hasn't happened before.
Well, it happened in 2020 in New Mexico, the same motherfucking state. What, 3 years before it happened. So it's not like...
Another baby?
Yeah.
Died?
Yeah. Not in the hospital. So different, similar circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that person was arrested. So in that particular state, because this happened in New Mexico, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This ain't the first time it happened, so please don't tell me, like, that wouldn't make local news or news there. So, like, her mother even said, I told you about this. So, mm-hmm. Which means that they've seen this play out before in the news.
So my thing is this right here. Us as a people moving forward. Because it's their family. Mm-hmm. It is, right? Mm-hmm. But... it's always that thing where it's not affecting you because it ain't affecting you.
Until it is,
right? Yeah. So as a whole, as a society, I mean, the baby box, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's
a great thing.
Like, that's a great thing. But I really feel like it should be some more, you know, at one time, and I'm just being honest.
Did she not have choices early on? Is New Mexico one of the states?
She, I don't know, but this is what.
Restrictions?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that. As far as, you know, I didn't think about that because there are restrictions on in certain areas. I don't know. But what I was going to say was, is I think. Okay, so I remember when I was growing up, and I'm kind of up there at this point, but things were really, like you saw posters, you saw ways to get help on a normal basis.
Yeah.
Like you saw stuff about drugs, staying away from drugs. You saw stuff about dare. You even saw stuff about teenage pregnancy, call for help, suicide hotline, stuff for, you know, these type of things. And I feel like, especially in a school environment, mm-hmm. I feel like they need to really implement those things.
Oh, not in this. That ain't gonna happen.
It's not?
No. Do you not?
Like, I keep thinking to myself, maybe...
That won't happen.
If you guys promote options or promote helping, some stuff like this could be prevented. You don't think so? Like,
nope.
Hey, let's bring attention to this.
Okay.
So it won't happen again. So it can stop happening. We won't have this.
Here's what I mean by that. Like, it's great in theory. However, the way things are going now, books are being banned. Books that have to deal with the way life is for some people because people don't agree with it, so it shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. You know, parents wanting more control about what's being taught in school. That ain't gonna happen. They're not going to talk about the things that are scary to them because they can't handle it.
Hey, listen, I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm. The reality is, what's the harm of having a suicide prevention hotline for these kids?
It's not coming from the parents.
What's the harm in saying, hey, you pregnant, you need help here? What, like, when did it become a problem?
Talking about the truth,
talking about, like, being honest, like stop the nonsense. Maybe if y'all would stop walking around here in denial, like this situation right here, Stop walking around here in denial, and maybe some of this can be prevented. Stop walking around here saying, oh no, we don't have that problem.
We don't when want to clearly, talk about sex and stuff like that.
Clearly, it's a problem. So let's stop doing this repeatedly. Let's break the cycle.
And the funny shit is, not for nothing, it's completely off topic. The funny thing is, the things that these people are not for, are picking, trying to pick a bone about, they don't teach this in school.
Right.
But it's just common sense things. Common sense things that they're just trying to...
And it's not up to... Wait, hold up. It's not up to school.
It's the state of the teachers. They have the curriculum. They're pulling together. The school's not doing it.
Okay. And that's facts. But you know what? And I don't mean no harm. It's our responsibility as parents to teach our children. Like, what they're okay.
Well, that's their whole mindset. That's what they're saying. Like, it's our responsibility to teach our kids what we want them to.
So y'all can teach them what, and that's how I have always been. You know that about me. Like, ever since you know me, like, y'all can teach them whatever you want to teach them, but in my home,
this is what
we're implementing. Just like I told you, like, I really don't want to put it on the air, but just like, you know, we had that whole issue with a part of the curriculum, you know, and I like with family dynamics.
They're teaching those things.
And I'm like, I'm not, no, that's not for y'all. No, that's not for y'all. That's not for y'all.
But then they don't know what's okay to say.
That's not for y'all. That's not for y'all. Because see,
Then what's so, it's a very fine line. So even
ask
though,
my permission as a parent. Ask my permission.
Well, all it's a very fine line, right? So if this is the reality of life, and this is the reality, teen pregnancy is a thing,
right?
Don't act like that shit ain't happening because y'all want
to
fucking talk.
Because y'all want to talk.
You.
I agree.
Saying, you know what I mean? So I'm not directing you.
Look, talk about it.
Because that's the reality.
Because I'm gonna talk about it with my kids. And you whether shouldn't. Y'all do it or not.
But the other piece is there's parents out there who are not gonna talk to their kids about it, And that's where
And poor Alexi.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe they did. I have no idea, but.
But maybe if there was more education. Like, we had sex ed in our school when I was in high school. And that some kids even got to take home the crying baby. Like, you want to go ahead and become a teen mom? Here you go. Here's this baby that you're going to take
care of. They don't even do that no more. They don't do that anymore either, to my knowledge. But can I say something though? All jokes aside though, and maybe, and I try to be mindful, you know, because we're on the air, you know, we're gonna be on the air. But my issue is not sex education. That's not an issue for me. As a matter of fact, I appreciate it. Okay? Because that means all I have to do is come back and reinnovate. I'm saying that correctly, right? So all I have to do is come back behind that. But it's certain other stuff that they implement that I'm not cool with. Because I'm a strong believer, you do what you want to do. I don't really care.
Well, that's okay. But then that's where, okay. So you're saying it's okay for one thing, but not okay, but it's all sex education. So but you can't have it both ways. You can either have some of it, you can't have some of it and not have all of it based on the reality of how life
I feel sorry for kids that their parents won't do their part. And what I mean by that is you have a lot of parents that rely on the schools for it all. And that's not reality. That doesn't make sense. No. That's the dumbest thing. You, from the time you have that child to while they're in school, when they get out of school, you're still teaching that kid. You're still teaching that child. That's your responsibility. Yeah. So I do feel like.
But that's why they're taken completely out of schools, because I think that's part of it.
Well.
But they're not going to. They can't, because I don't want to say that they literally can't, because it's like they're damned if they do, they're damned if they don't. They can only teach a certain thing because of this reason, but I can't talk about this, but I need to talk about this, but it's all this, so we're just not going to talk about it at all. Y'all deal with it. That's how it's going to be. I could be entirely wrong, But I think that's how it's going to end up being. You don't want us to talk about these things? Fine, you guys handle it. But then the kids that are in crisis are going to get lost in the cracks and shit like this is going to happen. But there's nobody can do about it. There's nothing any of us can do about it. And I know this sounds very, like, not very
All we can do is our part. It doesn't sound optimistic, but I feel like there has to be...
more realistic. I used to be more optimistic, but I think as I'm getting older, I have lost some of my optimism into, like, this is what it is.
The reality of it is. The facts are.
I mean, not this is off topic, but I feel before we know it, they're, like, we're already headed to this point. Like, I think ultra, you know, I have faith to a degree, but I would be considered a liberal, but I feel like there's so many things that people are afraid to talk about, that there's things that are going to get lost, important things, like even down to our history. Like nobody wants to talk about the truth.
And like, people are so sensitive.
No, let me finish what I'm saying here. Like, what people, these motherfuckers, excuse me, with this CTR bullshit, because I have it on as a topic. Critical race theory is not taught in schools. I don't give a fuck about what anyone is saying. That shit is not taught in school. They're teaching history. But these dumb motherfucking politicians, excuse my French, an agenda to be in office. But what you're saying is they can't teach the truth about race and our history.
But we do know why that is. Oh, we do. Okay, so first of all, people don't like...
They've been trying to erase this part of history for fucking years.
Look, they don't like the truth. They don't like the good, the bad. They want the good, but they don't want to talk about the bad and the ugly. They only want to talk about the good. And I'm going to tell you what the scary thing is. Here goes the scary thing. The whole reason why we're taught history...
so we can learn from it.
It's so that we can learn. And one thing that we have learned... since learning history, is that history has a tendency to do what?
It's going
to repeat itself. And so they keep going down this slope. Okay? And I can see it. I can see everything that, I can see it going, what is it? What's the word? Regressing. So if we don't talk about it,
that shit really.
If we don't talk about it,
that's why I'm quiet right now. Because I'm like, that shit. Makes
if we don't
me
talk
angry.
About
I
it,
I know it's not.
Just like this situation right here.
Let me just talk about this.
If we don't talk about it, look. If we don't talk about it and we don't face it, it still don't make it disappear. That's why this baby. Baby had a baby and made that crazy decision to do such a thing.
This is just blah blah blah. All right, y'all. We heat it right now because this is going into a whole nother topic that we were trying
to avoid
at this moment because we knew we had to talk about it, but we just weren't planning on talking about it right now. But it's just kind of, it's funny how everything is interconnected, right? Everything is interconnected. Like, the truth is true no matter what it is that we're talking about. And in this instance, there was a whole lie. Not just from her, but I think everyone that was surrounding her, the people in her life.
Absolutely.
They held that lie, and this was preventable.
Deny.
100% preventable.
Absolutely.
I don't think any of the people in this girl's life, anyone was holding her accountable, and this is the result. We have to talk to...
Our kids. Yes.
Even when they're hard.
Even when it's hard conversations.
Even when you know that they're not going to like it.
Yep.
Even though you know that it's going to hurt you as the parent in the end.
Right. Right.
Because that's called parenting.
Right.
Have those motherfucking conversations, people.
Please.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you as always. Thank you, listeners.
Yes. And feedback, please. Always feedback. We are going to still work on putting those topics together so you guys can vote on those topics, and we're going to have them together so that way y'all can start voting sometime in this near future. And we appreciate you guys so much. We would not be able to do what we do without you guys' support. And so we thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.